Leviticus chapter 3, Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today we're going to look at the peace offering. We've looked at the burnt offering. We've looked at the meal offering or the grain offering. And today the peace offering. And we begin in verse 1. It says, and if his oblation be a sacrifice of peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it be a male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. Now, each Levitical offering presented a picture of a different aspect of Christ's person and work. The grain offering pictured the life of Jesus. The burnt offering pictured his death. And the peace offering pictures him as the one making peace by his blood shed on the cross so that sinful man could enter into the presence of God. Verse 2, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. Laying hands upon the offering pictured the offerer's identification with the animal that was his substitute. The offering was the substitute in the sinner's place. And we need a substitute. They needed a substitute. We need a substitute. And Jesus is our substitute. Jesus became our substitute. By dying on the cross, he paid for our sins rather than have us go to hell and pay for them forever. And by the way, the person who brought the sacrifice had to personally kill it. Jesus was killed by the hands of sinners for whom he died, and those who brought the animal sacrifices were sinners for whom that innocent victim would die, and therefore they had to do the killing. It all pictured Christ in one way or another. Verse 3, and he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering, an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the kidneys, or I should say upon the inwards. Verse 4, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the fat above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And verse 5, and Aaron's sons shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And if his offering for a sacrifice of peace offering unto the Lord be of the flock, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. And the fact that this offering could be either male or female tells us that men and women can both have peace with God through Jesus Christ. Verse 7. If he offer a lamb for his offering, then he shall offer it before the Lord. And he shall lay his hands upon the head of his offering and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron's sons shall sprinkle the blood thereof round about upon the altar. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering, an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat thereof, and the whole rump, it shall he take off close to the backbone, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards. The fat was actually considered to be the best part of an animal. That's why it's offered to God. And here it represents the fact that God gave his very best. Because remember, this peace offering, like all the offerings, represent Christ. The fat was offered because God gave his very best, meaning his only son, for our benefit, in order to bring about peace between us and God. Verse 12. And if his offering be a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of it and kill it before the sons of Aaron. I should say before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle the blood thereof upon the altar round about. And he shall offer thereof his offering, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord. The fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the fat above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away, and the priest shall burn them upon the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire for a sweet savor. All the fat is the Lord's. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings, that ye eat neither fat nor blood. Just as a side note, long before science discovered that there was a problem if you ate too much animal fat, God said, don't eat any of it. And long before science figured out that the impurities of the body flow through the bloodstream, God said, don't eat it. That's just a side issue. The peace offering was important because it symbolized the new covenant between God and man made by Jesus' death on the cross. That covenant, which provided communion and fellowship in a state of peace between those who receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and Almighty God. Next time, chapter 4.